Representative Ellie Hill Smith said the intent of this bill came through loud and clear during the hearings before the respective judiciary committees. The attorney from Missoula sits on the House panel.
Well, I assure you that if you go back and listen to the testimony of the proponents for this bill in both the House and Senate, the legislative intent is crystal clear that it targets one religion, that this was a Sharia law bill. It's what every proponent had talked about.
Hill Smith was unsuccessful in her attempt to amend the bill to include the law of Moses. She said the courts have already struck down similar laws in other states, so she said approving her amendment would show the courts this bill's intent wasn't to target one religion.
Although I believe with my heart it is not the intent of the sponsor, the testimony was peppered with anti-Muslim bigotry. It was. Efforts to single out certain groups are xenophobic. They advance an ugly idea that anything Islamic is un-American, and this is unjust, and it's discriminatory, and it should be rejected by this body.
As far as being the term xenophobic, that's an insult.
Representative Brad Chita is a Senate Bill 97 sponsor in the House.
I'm not intolerant. I'll show you some pictures on my phone to verify that. This is not anti-Muslim.
Chita says this bill does not prevent someone from practicing any religion, nor is it a document of fear.
This is not about Sharia law. This is about Montana Constitution and about the U.S. Constitution.
The Montana Human Rights Network and the ACLU put out notices to their members to come to the Capitol for the floor debate and to wear gray in a show of solidarity. Those who came with signs were told to leave them outside the House gallery. The bill passed on a 54-44 preliminary vote. The bill faces a third and final vote. If it passes, it goes to the governor for consideration. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the Capitol.